over an hour away from
Welcome back to Random Chat. Of course, I am your host, Joe. Holy shit, I what just dropped just something. Do? I have no idea, but I just dropped Pick something. Okay, I got everything
What'd
done.
You drop?
I dropped the Dr. Pepper.
Oh, God.
It was in the bottle, so it was closed. We're good.
Don't drop my milk.
Your milk is way too far away from me to sit there and accidentally drop as I'm trying to do an intro.
Guys, we gotta make mac and cheese.
What the fuck is going on?
I'm hungry.
You've been eating snacks.
We have snacks to eat.
The cookies are hitting the sweet spot. They're not hitting the savory spot.
I don't know. Fucking Christ. Welcome back to Random Show. First, I'm your host, Joe. I'm sitting here with Marina and Dakota, who don't know how to let me get through a fucking introduction.
You fucked it up first. You dropped shit.
Yeah.
Listen, we're not talking about who fucked up the intro first. Just know it was fucked up.
By Joe.
Okay, but when is it not?
Yeah, I think we fuck it up every time. That's kind of our thing.
I hope by episode like 40, 45, we can actually do the intro without one of us doing something stupid.
Nope.
Nah. No.
We'll think we get there, and then Gray will just start wailing.
Okay, well,
he'll run by in his truck.
He's sleeping, and we sound professional.
Yes.
You know, we're recording on Christmas night.
Yes.
The silent night. Isn't that the silent night? That's how the song goes. Silent night, holy night, Christ is born, popped out the vagina. I don't know. That's the song. It's the song.
I don't think that's the song.
It's all Christmas.
I've met a lot of children on Christmas, so let me tell you, none of them bitches be silent.
Well, you know, still.
I slept till 10 today. 10 a.m.
I slept till 7.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that.
That's why I'm drinking a Bang. You're not sponsored.
Yeah, no. don't give them credit. They don't sponsor us. Fuck you.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Call it a boon.
Like,
call it a boon.
Like,
it's
called Blue Raz.
Bang, it's a boom.
It's called Blue Raz. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if it's good or bad. Like, it's bad, but I want more.
That's because you always want things that are bad
for
you.
Okay, but
it's down.
Also sugar.
I think it's cocaine.
Oh,
okay,
God. We do
way.
Not support drugs on this show.
Okay, but the thing is, cocaine, you take it, and then you want more of it.
So, is Ben cocaine?
I mean, you're the one that said...
We're not getting
into
this discussion.
You're the one that said that you think it's cocaine.
We have an episode on the history of Christmas.
I hope
and
you
how
know.
Miranda's religion took it over.
Okay, I hope you know, though. You just said... Bang, and then said that they don't, but you probably just ruined our chance for Bang probably sponsoring.
They're gonna send us a letter and be like, we'll sponsor you if you just say that there is no cocaine in the drink.
Yeah, this is like, I have no idea, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Oh,
have you guys seen Wayne's World, where like
no
I don't know what
where he sits there is like, we will not go out to the corporate sponsorship or sell out. And then he holds up a box of Pizza Hut as he's saying
Neither
the words.
Neither of us know what that show is.
What the fuck? It was around on our time, Dakota. Not so much to Miranda's, but it was our time.
If you haven't played it while I was here, I probably not.
Probably not, but we'll watch the YouTube video later of just that clip.
Okay.
I think that's as much of I've seen of the show was just that clip, and it was funny.
Okay, then if you've not shown me it, I probably haven't seen it.
That or Talladega Nights, like in the end rolls where Will Ferrell's sitting there sponsoring stuff, and it's like, Big Red, if you don't shoot Big Red, fuck you.
I hate Will Ferrell.
Why?
Why the fuck do you hate Will Ferrell?
He's not funny.
He's fucking
First
hilarious.
Off, he was awful in The Office, and no one can tell me different.
Okay,
I only like two movies with him.
Who?
The one
well,
Elf.
Elf. Yeah, okay.
I do
everyone,
like Elf.
Everyone likes
and
Elf.
And two is Bewitched.
If you don't like Elf, fuck you.
Fuck you, Joe.
Do you like Elf?
Yes.
Then I wasn't pointing it towards you.
What about Daddy's Home?
I
no,
hate that movie
what?
Too.
No one likes that movie.
I like Daddy's Home.
What's the movie about? Tell me what the movie's about right now.
Daddy Coming Home.
Daddy's Coming Home? Yeah, that sounds like a porn title. This Christmas,
no,
Daddy's coming home.
No, that would be the Pizza Man's coming home. That's the porno.
Listen, we could talk about...
Nah, I think Daddy's coming home more.
Daddy's coming at home.
Daddy's coming in home.
Well, talk about people with fucked up daddy issues. Miranda, how's your Christmas?
What do you mean? I got messed up daddy issues.
You do. You don't like your future stepfather. Go ahead. See you later.
Better not have future stepfather. No.
He's still married.
Don't. That's not wife. We're not getting into this because okay, no one knows what's going on. But yes, the man's still married.
So basically, someone fucked their second cousin who's still married to someone, and now Miranda might have a stepdaddy who's still married but is also seen at the family reunions. There we go. I summed it up right there. We're good. Continue. Okay,
kind of good.
Okay, yeah. The weird thing is his sister came over today, literally walked in, talked to his mother and said hi to him, and then walked out. Like, they probably stayed for like 3 minutes and then was like five.
I just saw your Christmas was.
She saw you how it went. I'm so glad.
And the one person left an impression on you so deeply that it just ruined all Christmas for you.
I didn't say it ruined it. I was just confused. I didn't know her. They could have stole something and then I just didn't know because there was so many people. I'm like,
Brent, how was your Christmas?
Oh, it was better than expected.
Okay. Jesus. Fucking Christ. We're going to talk about
it. I mean,
Monday,
we got right? the snowball to make this.
It's a microphone, guys. I don't actually have a snowball.
Well, it's called a snowball, though.
It is a snowball mic.
Yeah.
And it sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
It sounds better than what we're in our old setup, which was just sat phone in the middle of the table, hope for the best.
Well, that is true. They can, like, go listen to the other ones, though, and compare.
Oh, no, trust me. There's no compare needed. I did
no,
the comparison.
There's a comparison needed. They need to go listen to the old ones.
Okay, well, if you want to, that's fine. Dakota, how was your Christmas? We're way off the fucking train.
It was good.
So what do you guys know originally about Christmas and not stuff I told you within the last 10 minutes, Miranda?
Well, I know that
I said Miranda.
Can't, you just said in general and then went
ho,
up to Miranda.
Ho, ho. Merry all, Christmas.
It's about hoes to Miranda.
Miranda's all about pipping hoes on Christmas.
As long as I'm not the hoe, I'm fine.
Miranda, you got an arsenal of boys in your phone. That's why I got you a foot scrub.
No, the boys just like the feet on my phone for some reason.
That's weird. You even, okay, but here's the thing. Make a profit off that weirdness. If they want to see it, you charge.
You know what? And then you put the money right back to the podcast.
While we share the randomness chat, like, yes. Like we also share Miranda's Venmo for feet pics.
Yes. We can do that, Miranda.
Also, if you want to see web toes and pay for it, Joe's got them.
Yes, I will definitely sell them $5 a pic. I have no shame.
We are not
prostituting my child's feet.
That is almost child pornography, Miranda.
Would that be considered child?
Yes, because yes. He's a baby.
Well, here's the thing. They're using it to, you know, boop, 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 boop.
Oh.
Jacking off their, you know, dick sticks.
Plus, usually Gray's toes are in his mouth. He's at that stage of baby.
Well, I mean, some people are into that. They want to suck toes.
That's nasty.
If you want me to suck my toes up, that's a $20 fee.
The thing is, my toenail is like black and blue because they get bruised very easily.
Photoshop!
You said Photoshop. I don't know how to Photoshop.
I do.
You do?
Yep.
We'll Photoshop some pictures.
Okay, then I think my feet can be perfect.
Okay.
All right, guys. So, listen. Today we're going to talk about the history of Christmas. I got some information to slap your nips off.
Nipples?
Nips.
And now we've crossed into now this podcast is rated R.
Have you never? It's nips. Bless your nips. You never fucking heard of that?
No one has.
It's a real fucking thing.
You're a weirdo.
No, goddamn, it's a real fucking thing.
To only you.
You know what? No. I'm getting heated.
How about we go to our sponsors and then we'll come back and jump right into Christmas?
No. This is no. We're going to.
Well,
we're talking about
nipples.
It's nips. It's nips.
Nipples.
This is nips.
Nipples.
Listen, when someone says nip, I think a catnip.
Catnip?
Yeah.
Like catnips?
No.
Like
No.
Or like nip, 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 nip with scissors?
No, like the food catnip.
I thought that was a plant.
No.
Why? Well,
catnip's a plant.
I think it is a plant.
Well, wait, isn't it like weed for cats?
Can we please go to commercial and take an explaining break?
No, we're explaining right now.
Oh, God.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. I mean, it acts the same.
It either gets your cat really mellow or really hyper. And you get to roll the dice.
Ours becomes hyper.
Really?
Yes. Yep. Oh, hyperactive. Let me tell you, fucking. I've seen him jump up to the ceiling.
Are you serious?
Well, then again, I also used the catnip wrong. I, like, used the whole bag when that was, like, a 3-month supply.
Yeah. Joe be dumb sometimes.
I poured all the fuck on.
That's terrible.
Well, how was your Christmas, Joe?
Oh, my Christmas was fine.
That's great.
I got your dad again with the Christmas gifts.
Yeah, you did. My dad's gonna beat your ass.
Was it the rubber band?
Yes. Yeah.
How did that go?
It took forever.
He was there for 5 minutes trying to unwrap a Christmas gift.
There's really just rubber bands falling off at one point.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It was so, like, there was so much pressure that it crushed in the gift.
Was the gift at least crushable?
No, it was metal.
It was metal? Okay.
Yeah, it was like one of those, it's a pizza cutter and looks like a circular saw.
Oh.
It was kind of cool. I liked it. Her dad seemed to like it too.
After
unwrapping it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. So you're probably gonna get you next year.
He says that, but
I'll remind him next year.
Oh no, I already got something for him next year.
What?
Oh, I'm not telling you. Then you're gonna tell him to do the same thing.
No, I'm gonna tell him to one up you.
Oh, there's no one up in this one. This one's gonna be fucking difficult.
By the way, Joey duct taped the other one. Like last
Not year. Only used a whole roll of duct tape, but he also used zip ties.
Oh, yeah, no, he needed a knife.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, no, next year I got the perfect one. But either way, guys, you know, I think we should finally take the ad break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we're hopefully going to start talking about the history of Christmas.
Put your Band-Aid back on.
What did you do?
It was a blood blister. It popped off.
It didn't pop. You bit it.
Why would you bite it?
I didn't bite it.
I didn't bite it. I picked at it. And then about time, you know, the skin, there's that skin coming off. I decided, okay, well, I'm about to finish the fucking job. Like, you know.
Oh my goodness.
Do you not finish the job? There's that skin hanging off of you. Finish the job. Rip it off. Like a fucking pin off the grenade. And watch the blood go everywhere.
You're a dumbass. It was in my car, too.
Oh, Joey! So that probably means there was nothing to clean it up with.
Granted, no blood got on the seat.
Oh my goodness.
Please just go to an ad break.
Honestly, I'm looking at your guys' attire right now. I'm a little disappointed. I'm the only one wearing a festive shirt.
Okay, I took my...
You look like you're about to read slam poetry at a coffee shop.
She looks like that one from the Goofy movie when they're in college.
Yes, the one that, what, is it a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a girl dog.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in a black shirt and black,
You're wearing a black turtleneck. Let's...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, a t-shirt. It's a black turtle, long sleeve turtleneck.
Yeah. And then black,
All you need is the dark sunglasses.
And the beret.
Yes.
Beret?
It's a French hat.
Oh.
First off, you're happy I got out of bed this morning? I was sick.
Yes. Dakota's not feeling the best.
No.
Under the weather. The Rona.
Let me tell you, I took NyQuil last night, which I usually don't take. Oh, I was out.
I fucking love NyQuil.
I was out.
I'm going to take it tonight.
You're not sick.
I don't fucking care. I want out.
I'm gonna take it.
I had a Christmas sweater on, but I left it at home.
Ah, yes.
My nephew has this one Christmas sweater. It has a cat with a Christmas hat and he's dabbing. It's the coolest sweater ever.
I have no Christmas sweaters.
You're wearing a Christmas t-shirt, so that counts.
I am wearing a Christmas t-shirt. And it looks like a vest. Like, I just got off the, you know, came back from the North Pole. Like, I was working.
You look like you work at Menards.
Isn't it?
No. And but your mom got it for me like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it stayed in your car for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know. It stayed in my car for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I think I helped her get it.
Yeah, either way, it's my Christmas shirt. I love it. But ad break, come back. History of Christmas. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
No.
Well, get ready.
Because.
And we're back!
Well, then!
If y'all wake up the baby.
Oh, that's a little too late. I hear him rumbling. And we're going to the history of Christmas, guys. So, as I think most of our listeners, if not 99% of them know, our Christmas in the United States, I think around the world, is celebrated December 25th.
Unless you celebrate Krampus Day.
Well, that's why I said a lot of people, like most of our listeners, are from the United States. There's others in other regions.
There's people in the U.S. who celebrate Krampus.
I know, but I'm just saying. You know, we already talked about Krampus.
Those people are Christian, or do you think those are like...
We talked about Krampus, like three episodes ago.
Don't re-listen to the episode, Brandon.
No, I'm thinking, are they like...
No, indie? Have you heard about Krampus before?
I know. I'm asking if they're like...
Do you guys think
they are Hindu, Miranda, or...
Miranda.
We covered this.
We covered it all.
We covered it.
Yeah, we already covered it.
Go re-listen to the episode.
If you have the same questions, Miranda, apparently you guys not listen to this up well the show enough, and I need you guys to boost it up. Miranda doesn't listen to it at all.
I'm talking about, are their listeners Hindu?
I don't know.
It doesn't tell us their religion.
It's like, hey, by the way, what fucking underwear are you wearing? So Miranda knows this week. I don't fucking call them.
I just realized we didn't open Gray's stocking.
Okay, back to the history of Christmas. This is what we need to do.
After he wakes up.
So, for two millennia, people around the world have been observing it with traditions and practices that are both religious and secular in nature. Christians celebrate Christmas Day as an anniversary of the birth of Jesus of
Christ?
Nazareth.
You had no faith in knowing Miranda was going to know that. There was no way in hell Miranda was going to guess that.
I figured, you know, her religion.
She was not going to get that.
A spiritual leader whose teaching form the base of their religion. You know, Jesus Christ, the person we're going to talk about probably here soon.
Wasn't Mary a...
We ain't going to do it. We just going to cover Christmas, okay?
We're not doing it right now, Miranda. I said in the future.
Okay. You might as well just keep on going then.
Just don't pause. Just keep reading.
Popular customs include exchanging gifts, decorating Christmas trees, attending church, sharing meals with family, friends, and of course, waiting for Santa Claus to arrive. If you have any questions on him... Last week's episode, Miranda.
I didn't have questions about Santa Claus. I had questions about our listeners. So.
Yeah, well, Christmas has been a federal holiday in the United States since 1870. That was after Ohio was founded, if you need to know.
Huh. Excuse me, what?
Isn't it? Yeah, no, it wasn't Ohio founded, like, 1803.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I thought you meant that Ohio was founded after.
No, I said Ohio was founded.
I am exhausted.
I don't know. We're not getting into it. The real history. So we're going to talk about the real history of Christmas, not what the fucking what you pay some person to stand on a podium and talk about for 3 hours every Sunday.
Yeah, I don't go to church. I don't practice that.
I don't either.
I practice it, but I don't pay for it.
Can we? Yeah, I know. Okay, fake fan. Back to the podcast.
No, I just don't pay for it.
Just so I continue, I can go to bed.
The middle of winter has long been a time of celebration around the world, centuries before the arrival of the man called Jesus. Early Europeans celebrated at light and birth in the darkest days of winter. Many peoples rejoiced during the winter solstice when the worst of the winter was behind them and they could look forward to longer days and extended hours of sunlight. We're on the other side of the globe, Miranda. I saw your ears turning. So they're closer to the sun.
Just keep talking. Keep talking.
Okay.
It's their summer.
Yes, it's their summer.
I want summer back. Go ahead.
The Norse celebrated Yule from December 21st, the winter solstice, through January.
Oh, yeah, it is winter now.
What the fuck? Okay. I'm too tired to deal with you, Miranda. I really am.
My eye is twitching. I need it to stop.
December 21st.
In recognition of the return of the sun, fathers and sons would bring home large logs, which they would send on fire. The people would feast until the log burned out, which could take as many as 12 days. The Norse believed that each spark from the fire represented a new pig or calf that would be born during the coming year.
Nice. And Miranda's milk is now saturated.
Because oh, no, there's, it's all gone.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I drank it already.
In Germany, people honored the pagan god Odin during the midwinter holiday. Germans were terrified of Odin, and they believed that he was made he made nocturnal flights through the sky to observe his people and then decide who would prosper or perish. Because of his presence, many people chose to stay inside.
Quick question. What's an Odin?
Odin is a god.
Okay.
A Norse god.
Yeah, just give her a brief history of Odin. Yeah. I'm going to scroll down.
Thor's dad.
Have you never seen Thor? Right? Have you seen the movie Thor?
Wait, is Thor thunder?
Yeah, Thor is the god of thunder.
Okay.
That's his dad.
Chris Hemsworth's dad.
I'm not really into his movies. Their movies.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the best I got for you. His you know wife's what? Freya.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I could do for you.
I know thunder.
Miranda brings in thunder.
He's the one that has the hammer, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, Miranda.
Then I know thunder.
We won't get into that. Please don't. We're moving on to Rome. In Rome, where winters were not as harsh as those in the far north, I'm going to butcher this one's name, Saturnale, a holiday in honor of Saturn, the god of agriculture, was celebrated. Beginning in the week leading up to the winter solstice and continuing for a full month, Saturnale was a hedonistic time when that food and drink were plentiful and the normal Roman social order was turned upside down. So pretty much they had a lot of riots. They roamed through the streets, did whatever the hell they wanted.
Okay.
Sounds like this year.
Who did that this year? I want to need one person.
I think just reads the riots.
That was like last year.
Okay, maybe last year.
For a month, enslaved people were given temporary freedom and treated as equals. Businesses and schools were closed so that everyone could participate in the holiday festivities. And then Christianity came up.
It fucked it all up.
Early years of Christianity, Easter was the main holiday. The birth of Jesus was not celebrated. In the 4th century, church officials decided to institute the birth of Jesus as a holiday. Unfortunately, the Bible does not mention a date for his birth. In fact, a fact that was later pointed out to deny the legitimacy, well, deny the celebration of Christ because, you know, he wasn't born on December 25th. Although some evidence suggests that his birth may have occurred in the spring, why would, you know, the shepherds were herding in the middle of winter? It does not make sense. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. But yeah, so pretty much they were sitting there and people wonder why they're herding sheep in the middle of winter. Pope Julius the First chose December 25th. It's commonly believed that the church chose this date in an effort to adopt and absorb the traditions of the pagan Saturnale festival. First called the Feast of Nativity, the custom spread to Egypt by 432 and England by the end of the 6th century. So pretty much they went through and said that, you know, we're taking over the state now. Have fun. You look like you're possessed.
I'm so tired. I want to go to bed.
I was yawning around 6 o'clock today. Like, I need a nap.
Oh, trust me, I do too. I'm going to sleep as soon as I go through this episode. But by holding Christmas at the same time as the traditional winter solstice festival, church leaders increased the chances that Christmas would be properly embraced, but gave up the ability to dictate how it was celebrated. By the Middle Ages, Christianity had, for the most part, replaced pagan religions on Christmas. Believers attended church, then celebrated raucously in a drunken, carnival-like atmosphere similar to today's Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. Each year, a beggar or student would be crowned Lord of the Misrule, and eager celebrants played the part of his subjects. The poor would go to the houses of rich and demand the best food and drink. If the owner failed to comply, the visitors would most likely terrorize them with mischief, like, destroying their yards and stuff like that. Christmas became the time of the year where the upper class could repay their real or imagined debt to society by entertaining less fortunate citizens.
How? How you think they did that?
What do you mean?
You said by entertaining the less fortunate.
Giving them their food and best drinks.
Oh. Okay.
That's it. We just went over how.
I was thinking, like, doing a show.
No.
Jousting.
No.
I don't know. Fun stuff.
So, now we're going to talk about the early years of America. USA, baby.
USA.
In the early 17th century, a wave of religious reform that changed the way Christmas was celebrated in Europe when Oliver Cromwell and his Puritan forces took over England in 1645, and they vowed to rid England of as part of their effort, canceled Christmas by popular demand. Charles II was restored to throne, and with them came the return of the popular holiday. So they tried to cancel it in England, it did not work. So America in 1620 were worse about their beliefs about canceling Christmas. They didn't want the holiday anywhere around. So as a result, Christmas was not a holiday in early America. From 1659 to 1681, the celebration of Christmas was actually outlawed in Boston. Anyone exhibiting the Christmas spirit was fined 5 shillings. By contrast, the Jamestown settlement, Captain John Smith, reported that Christmas was enjoyed by all and passed that without incident.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
What is shillings?
It's an older currency.
Okay.
It's what they used to have before, you know, they made the dollar. But now my question is...
The only time I've ever heard of it was actually in Shrek.
Oh, yeah, they do it in Shrek, don't they?
Yeah. For the possessed toy, it's 5 shillings.
Okay, so... I looked up a shilling to the dollar, like today's dollar. And the best one I got is 0.044 US dollars.
So 4 cents.
Yeah. Not even.
4 cents?
Yeah. Well, I guess it would be about 4 cents, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You round up.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, like, a better one. You know, I'm not doing all this. I'll go with 4 cents. I'll go up to 4 cents. I'll live with that one. What about you, Dakota? You're living with that one?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 4 cents.
So, it wasn't until the 19th century that Americans began to embrace Christmas because what happened was a whole bunch of immigrants just kind of came over. There was that big wave that came over. So besides trying to stop it, they just kind of started embracing it, but they changed up the traditions. So, besides having it, like, you know, a fun-filled day of, you know, riding throughout the streets, they changed it to more of a peace and nostalgia type deal. The early 19th century was a period of class conflict and turmoil. During this time, unemployment was high and gang rioting by the disenchanted classes often occurred during the Christmas season. In 1828, the New York City Council instituted the city's first police force in response to Christmas riots. So, you know, they were rioting during Christmas, so that was the first, I think, almost only time they sent out people for Christmas riots. But then an English author, Charles Dickens, created the classic holiday tale, A Christmas Carol. The story's message on the importance of charity and goodwill towards all humankind struck a powerful chord in the United States and England. It showed members of the Victorian society the beliefs of celebrating the holiday. Kind of have the rich give to the poor for Christmas.
Do you think they still do that?
No.
I didn't think so.
But as Americans began to embrace the Christmas as a perfect family holiday, old customs were unearthed. People looked toward recent immigrants and Catholic and Episcopalian. I can never get their religion right. Churches. So they're pretty much love God, and He doesn't have any prejudice against anyone. It's a different type of Christianity. Reading to see how the day should be celebrated in the next 100 years. Americans built Christmas tradition all their own that include pieces of the customs that we celebrate today, like sending holiday cards, gift giving, decorating trees, putting out tons of lights. Although families quickly bought into the idea that celebrating Christmas how it had been done for centuries, Americans had reinvented it to fill the cultural needs of a growing nation. And that's pretty much it. That's the history of Christmas. Give it to you about as quick as I can so that way Dakota can go to bed here soon.
Yeah, she's falling asleep.
She is literally almost out.
And she's sitting up.
And she's a trooper. And we thank you. But
as she's asleep.
Yes. She's not sleeping yet. We're good.
Well, but she ain't talking either.
We have some quick facts.
Quick facts.
Yes. So each year, 30 to 35 million real Christmas trees are sold in the United States alone. There are about 21,000 Christmas tree growers in the United States, and trees usually grow for about 15 years before they are sold. In the Middle Ages, Christmas celebrations were rowdy. Just talk about that, and they pretty much turn in, well, and they look more like Mardi Gras parties today than they do Christmas that we know of.
Do you think the world would be a better place if they didn't chop down all these Christmas trees?
I mean, they're made to chop down, and they grow more.
Okay, fair enough.
The first eggnog was made in the United States and was consumed by Captain John Smith in 1607 in Jamestown Settlement. And the poinsettia plants are named after Joel R. Poinsettia, an American minister to Mexico who brought the red and green plant from Mexico to America in 1828. That's that weird ass plant that like has the pointed out leaves that people see on Christmas time.
I think I know what it is.
Yeah, hopefully.
There's a lot of pointed out leaves.
And then Rudolph, the most famous reindeer of all, was a product of Robert L. May's imagination in 1839. The copywriter wrote a poem about a reindeer, helped lure customers into Montgomery Ward department stores. And construction workers started the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree tradition in 1931, and they still go on today. But this time, you know, they have a lot bigger tree than what they did back in 1931.
So what you're saying is it's a lot newer than what we think.
Oh, yeah.
it's not like been since like 1600s.
Yeah, no, the Christmas has changed within the last 100 years and taken as a celebration today more than, you know, the past however many years with the Easter and stuff like that.
Yeah, Easter's now about Easter Bunny.
Yeah. But that is it, Miranda. Did you learn a lot today?
Sure.
You did not, did you?
Probably not.
Dakota, did you learn a lot today?
I was tired.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a yes. And now, let's start closing this stuff out. We'll wrap it up today. Sorry, guys, we're making this episode a little short. Dakota's tired. It's Christmas, and I think we all just want to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and probably sleep.
Most likely. But yeah, we'll start wrapping it out. Miranda, where can they find you? Instagram-ish.
Instagram, merpanda1001.
All right. I am on Twitter at Joviak. Dakota, we have a group page. Why don't you tell them about it?
A Randomness Chat Podcast.
The regular page or the group page. Regular page, we have the podcast listed straight on Facebook, so that way you can send it to your Nan. Your Nan can listen to it. We have podcasts on Facebook where you can like and follow us, get all our new episodes. Follow us on Spotify, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Googs us on Google Podcasts. You can sit there, listen to us on your Alexas. You can
Read us in your car.
Anywhere you want to do. I don't care. Listen to us while having sex. I don't care.
Oh, that'd be weird.
Probably, but, you know, they want to be closer to us.
Okay, I'm going to bed, so have fun.
I don't think they want to do that.
Why not?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either, but there are some freaks out there, Miranda.
We do it silently. Like, there's nothing like
that. No, you don't do it silently. You had a noise complaint.
Okay, we're not silent, but, like...
There's no silent.
But everything else around us is silent.
I don't really care. I do not want to know that.
Just saying, like, that's just weird if you're listening to someone talking.
It's weird if you listen to a podcast while you're having sex. I think that's what Miranda's point is trying to get across.
Weird.
All right, so I have no idea. I have no idea what we're going to talk about next week. This is our final.
Wait, what's next week? It'll be a new year, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Yeah,
it's we had the our new 4 weeks. Yeah, we had our 4 weeks of Christmas.
So we should talk about something with the New Year's.
There's
what is it? People do goals, New Year goals,
and they all fail at them.
Yeah, but we could at least like see what's like the best New Year goals or whatever, something like that.
What?
I don't know. What's a New Year?
Is this why I do the episode ideas?
Kind of.
Okay. Besides that, we're out of here. Dakota, you want to tell them bye before you fall asleep?
Bye.
All right.
We don't even know if that caught it.
It probably did. Well, I don't know.
But have fun.
Yes, Merry stay Christmas. Safe. Merry Christmas if you believe in Christmas. If not, happy
Hanukkah. Holiday.
I think Kwanzaa's in a few days.
Yeah, Kwanzaa.
Last day of Hanukkah, I believe, was sometime around here.
I don't know. I think was it you that said, no, I think it was someone else that said there's like 16 different.
That was me, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
16 different religions. That was on the episode. Within the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, no, that was during the episode, I believe.
Someone said it. I don't know who said it, but there's like 16 different religions.
Not religions, holidays.
Yeah, holidays. Okay, religious holidays.
Religious holidays. There you go.
But besides that, we're out of here. We're going to have a safe, please be safe out there.
Yeah, there's
now a new coronavirus. Well, there's now a new coronavirus out there.
Oh, there's always been a new coronavirus.
Oh, there's a new one making a bigger outbreak. Well, stay safe.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive. I mean, we can go on for days. Don't go down a dark alley.
Don't do something stupid.
Don't do what we wouldn't do to try to stay alive.
Probably don't do that either.
Don't try to stay alive?
No, don't do something that we would or wouldn't do. There's a lot of things we couldn't do. And some stupid stuff that we could do.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean you should do it, so just
Yeah, how about we just don't
do the right thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do a parent.
No.
No?
No. You know, you don't know who their
parents
are.
What if there's fucking kids on
there?
Okay,
you don't know who their parents are. Would you tell me to listen to my parents?
Well, you're over 20, so I don't
care. It doesn't matter.
You're over 18.
Think about who my parents are.
What if there's fucking 8-year-olds listening
to this
goddamn podcast?
Okay, listen to my parents.
God damn it, Miranda. I'm trying to spread some fucking good information.
You do not want me to listen to my parents, though. What if the parents are drug addicts and they're like, oh, yeah, it's okay to take these pills?
Then you take the fucking pills.
No, that is not how that's supposed to go.
Either way, we're out of here.
Do the right thing. Do not listen to your parents unless they are correct.
So all you drug addict pants out there, you don't have a fucking voice, apparently.
No, they do not. They probably don't even know they have a child.
Wow, Miranda.
They could be that gone.
Did I just hit like a rough string with you? I just hit the string. Like,
that
just sent you like a dry pit. Like, you just went onto a total rampage. I need you to calm the hell down.
What? It's 11:31 at night.
You need to just calm the fuck down.
Just saying. You don't want me to listen to my parents. I wouldn't want to listen to my parents, so cannot say.
So how about when you say don't do drugs? Can we do that?
Oh yeah, don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs?
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Okay, do you want to tell people every week don't listen to your fucking parents?
No, we might make me apologize sooner or later.
Yeah, no, I want you to apologize to all the little kids out there, all 8-year-olds who look up to us.
Why are they looking up to us?
I don't fucking know.
If they're listening to this podcast,
why are they listening to it, actually?
There you go!
Why are they listening to us? That would be the real
question.
Because
their parents don't care.
What if the kids like us?
They must have some messed up parents.
No, not necessarily. You know, what if it's like a 13-year-old?
I don't think a 13-year-old should be listening. Well, I guess that's an 8th grader.
Yeah, so that's a little middle schooler, Miranda.
I guess they could listen to us.
Why can't they fucking listen to us? It's not like we're doing sex. It's not like we're having sex in the middle of the fucking podcast.
No, it's true.
You're not flashing your nips.
Nipples. Well, we can't yet, so like it doesn't matter.
Do not flash your nips on the podcast.
That's gross, Joey. I would never.
I don't know now. I gotta fucking make sure you know not to fucking be flashing
people. Sorry, I'm not my mother.
Okay, will she flash her nipples on the podcast?
To her cousin, she would.
You know what? If she wants to do it at the family reunion, that's not a problem. That's not mine.
Let's not give her that idea.
Either way, we are out of here. Miranda, you had a long night. I had a long day.
Did.
We all had a long day. Say bye to everyone.
Bye.
Bye.